Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Look, we have company.
Straighten up.
Yeah,
people are watching.
Everyone get a good attitude, please.
I got to clean this window. Oh, my God.
Ooh. Thank you, Scary. Hey, thank you guys for filling in on the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast yesterday while I was taking the day off. What did you guys talk about? I saw the word sperm somewhere. What was that?
Oh, I don't remember.
Brody.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah.
What exactly was that about, Brody? I don't know.
I'll tell the story again as quickly as I can.
Okay.
In answering text messages that are asked over and over again, like, how's Froggy? How's Uncle Johnny? How's Froggy? How's Uncle Johnny? I have a doc file that I use common responses. This way I can copy and paste. I don't have to keep typing the same thing over and over again. So at some point, everyone was talking about weird Craigslist posts. And so I found a weird one that I copied and pasted the URL into the chat room in Slack so everybody could see it. But by accident, when somebody asked how Elvis was, where's Elvis today, I pasted the URL and quickly hit send. And it was a URL of a guy selling his sperm-stained underwear.
Oh, good.
So in reference to where's Elvis today, the response they got was a hot guy with his abs showing in sperm-stained underwear.
Got it.
Which I thought made sense in the grand scheme of things, but that wasn't actually where you were yesterday.
I was just curious. That's it.
That's a typical Monday for you, right?
Elvis, yesterday, Scary and I both wore maroon or burgundy shirts. So I decided to wear blue today, and he's wearing blue today.
But we did not plan this.
That's 2 days in a row.
Okay.
Scotty's wearing it, too.
Scotty's got the blue.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything weird about that.
No.
It happens. It's, you know, there
I'm going to wear yellow tomorrow, Scary.
Okay. Anyway, well, thank you guys for filling in yesterday. All right. What do you want to do? What trouble should we get into?
Oh, so many. Does anyone have anything to snitch out to Elvis about yesterday? I know people love to do that.
Feel free.
I don't think we did anything bad.
No. Everything was okay.
Nate said yesterday was sort of a somber day. Somber and sober.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think with everybody, you know, Uncle Johnny's, I think, foremost on a lot of people's minds. I know it is on mine.
Yeah, well, Scary ate his feelings all show long.
Oh, that's true. But he always does that.
That's true.
That's normal.
Nothing new.
Oh,
nothing new.
That's what happened yesterday. So Scary gets on here, and he's all like, fructose, blah, 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 so bad for you. This is so bad for you. This is so bad. He was food shaming us when he eats more of that shit than any of us.
We were like shoveling a piece of styrofoam into his mouth, yelling at us about what we eat. He said, "You can't. Nothing should go into your body or be part of your body that ends with an O-S-E."
Yeah.
So we questioned the nose.
So dextrose and sucrose. Because what happens is what, and I'll elaborate.
No, don't elaborate.
Here we
go.
New information coming in.
No, you're not really listening, are you? No, we know what it does. The thing is you come in and you food shame us, and then you eat those things. You eat all the oses you can find.
But then he says, but if you come to my house and look in my cabinets, you don't see any of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm in my own space at home. I'm very clean.
But he like door dashed the shit out of food.
Right. Then he admitted he never eats the food in his cabinets.
Yeah.
That's scary.
And it all started because Scotty B said that he likes to get the salmon at California Pizza Kitchen, and it just sends people over the edge because you're not supposed to do that, apparently.
Why not?
Because it's a pizza kitchen.
Really? So this was the argument yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes. We all told him it's okay.
The first time.
You had to be there.
But they have all sorts of foods at California Pizza Kitchen. You've already had this argument, I'm sure. So we did.
We did it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's start a new argument.
Yes.
Come on, Scary. We're always picking on you. You pick on someone. Just pick on us. Pick on me. Pick on
I mean, you know, I'm looking around. I'm looking at the various windows. I don't really see much happening other than, you know, I would like to get a tour of the back of Danielle's basement, though, because we always see it on camera.
Like, what's behind the curtain?
I know about the tank. I know the tank is back there. Mm-hmm. And you've shown us what's behind that curtain, I think. But what's
on that
shelf?
Honestly, it's just storage. It's it's all games.
Games? What kind of fun thing?
That's all games.
Nice.
We collect Monopoly, so we have tons of Monopoly games.
Yeah.
Battleships up there. Let me see. Oh, there's a game called Poopy Head. That's up there.
Right.
It's honestly games. There's a bunch of stuffed animals that the kids have, you know, stored.
That's cool. Typical family.
And arts and crafts. There's an arts and crafts shelf as well.
How often do you play Monopoly?
Well, more than playing them all, we collect them all. We collect all the limited editions. My son Spencer loves collecting them. So, and Jenga. There's like every Jenga you could possibly imagine. Jenga explosion and, you know.
That's
all
awesome.
That crap up there.
Well,
so,
Monopoly's not allowed.
Games,
is anybody up for a round of Butthurt?
Oh,
yes.
Hello, Butthurt. Butthurt.
Hey.
Damn it.
All right.
What's
the matter?
Scary.
Yeah.
I hate this
Come
game.
On, guy, chest hair.
Because we always say Brody.
Why do you hate it?
Can you give the game to the answer is Brody?
Okay, can we just play the answer is Froggy because he's not here? So it doesn't matter.
The answer is Brody.
Okay. Well, let's start with Brody then. Who is the biggest pessimist?
Oh.
And you can answer yourself.
The biggest pessimist? Nate.
Why am I a pessimist?
Nobody else on the show is really a pessimist.
You can be pessimistic from time to time.
I just
try and... You always like, oh, everything's terrible, everything's falling apart, I'm going to have a stroke again. So, yeah.
Please don't.
Nate.
I just try and lower people's expectations. I don't have to defend myself here.
He delivers bad news, and he literally speaks out the side of his mouth. He'll be like, you don't even want to know about that one.
He does that in text, too. Like, I don't know how he does it, but he does it in text.
Are you having another stroke? You seem to be using half of your face.
I guess everyone's in agreement.
Okay, let's go to Gandhi, then. Who is the most arrogant?
arrogant. I gotta say, I know you guys are gonna hate this. I don't think there are really egos in this room. Like, really? Yeah, I mean, when I first came here, I expected everyone to be a bunch of a-holes because I've worked other places and it wasn't New York and people were still a-holes, you know? So I thought, okay, in New York it's going to be worse, and it hasn't.
Who's arrogant on one of your former shows? Go.
Nice try! That's nice. I feel like if you just look at all the shows, you will know. I guess if I had to pick one person, I would just say Elvis because he's the head of the show, so...
And I do have an air of arrogance.
See, I would pick Nate because he's always like, I'm so beautiful.
Yeah, that is
true. I forgot about that part.
Yes, you got my answer.
On a pedestal like Nate.
You already answered your question.
Yeah.
New game, the answer is Nate.
Danielle.
Yes.
Who is the worst liar?
The worst liar.
In this room.
You.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You tell us. I think you do it to protect us, though, a lot of times. But sometimes I'm like, dude, he's so fucking lying to us, man. That's bullshit. He's covering this shit up. Like, I smell the turd in the box.
Danielle, I think we all know, too, Brody comes in a close second because he'll be in the room, and then all of a sudden he doesn't know how to change the subject quick enough, and it's so obvious that he's changing the subject. You're like,
yeah.
Garrett, the game is called The Answer is Nate.
Sorry, but it's true.
Yeah. What?
I will say, Brody, there have been times I'll be out of the studio when we were in the studio, and I'll walk in, and I can see a conversation going on, and you will bark out loud, "Oh, my God, orange is my favorite color." What are you guys talking about? Nothing.
Right.
See that Met game?
I care about your feelings, Elvis.
Well, I know, but it's just, you know, it's pretty obvious that there's something's going on.
You know what, though? Yeah. Sometimes no one is talking about you, and then you come in and you go, "I know you're talking about me." So it's not always.
Right. Is that arrogance? Wait a minute.
I think so. This really took a tangent, didn't it? Let's continue with Scotty B.
Oh.
Scotty, who is least likely to pay you back money that they borrowed?
No.
Looking in this window. I don't know. Everybody's been really good about it because everyone's been paying me for the free money phone taps and we've been paying for it ourselves. Even Brody gave me the $4 right away. I'm going to say Elvis only because he always has 1,000 things on his mind and sometimes he forgets. Like, he owed me $40 for Dunkin' one morning and it took him 6 weeks to pay me. But I know it's not because he's cheap. He just forgets. So I'm just going to say Elvis for that reason.
No.
Okay.
All right.
That's good.
Fair answer.
Because I have no brain cells.
Yeah.
No memory.
Let's go with Garrett. Who is most likely to get so drunk they puke?
I'm out.
Me. Scotty. Scotty's off of one Bud Light. Like every time, and the thing with Scotty too, he's also a truth teller after one Bud Light. So we'll sit there, and then these stories come out of nowhere, and we're like, "Scotty, seriously, you shouldn't be sick." "Ah, it's fine. Don't worry about it." And then by the end of the night, he's the talk of the party. Every time we go to dinner, I could almost tell every story that he's gonna say, knowing that he's drinking a Bud Light. And then he'll puke.
That is true, but it usually takes me two, sometimes three. I will throw up after four. But, you know.
If he hits four, he rarely hits four. Like, after the first half of one, he goes, "Oh, boy, it's going to be a rough one."
I'm lightweight. What can I tell you?
All right. Elvis.
Yes.
Who in this Zoom room would smuggle drugs in their ass?
Hey. I might. I feel like I have way better hiding spots than that because that's the go-to. You got to have better places.
Life.
Send them to yourself. Mail them to yourself. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. That's illegal. That's a federal crime. Don't do that.
My brother works in a prison. I'm amazed at the stuff he tells me people are able to fit up their butts. It's amazing.
Like, why?
Oh, mind cell blowing. Phones. Yeah. I mean,
wives.
Yeah. Damn. Cell
like, how the hell wait, Brody, did you say wives?
Yeah.
I mean, a cell phone is smaller than a fist, Danielle. You know,
putting my fist up my ass either. So I mean, like,
says a lot about Scotty.
No, when they say like six, that'll go up there.
I've seen things. That's all.
I've seen things.
Yeah.
When they say like 9 baggies of heroin that were this big were found in someone's butt, I'm like, but how?
Right.
What did you do before you put that in there? Oh my God.
Oh, God.
They must have done like the what is the thing where you do a colonic? Colonic. They must have done a colonic first because
colonization.
To fit it all up there.
What, you guys are throwing terms out there that really don't apply to anything we're talking about.
Well, that's when you Colin Jost.
Colonoscopy.
Nice guy.
They barely even open you up for that.
No, I'm talking about they clean you out. Well, so if they clean you
relative,
out,
Elvis.
You have room for stuff.
That's a colonic.
It is.
Yeah, colonic.
But they don't open you up like a tunnel.
I've been opened up and I
it's
passed
just a tube.
Out.
It's a tube.
What? Yeah. I've been opened up and I've passed out.
In the butt? They opened up your butt?
It was, yeah, I don't even think it was that wide, but it was.
It's okay, I got dinner. I helped you up off the floor. You were fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey-o.
All right, Scary, I'm going to give you this one. Who in this Zoom room is the most out of shape?
Wow, and you can't say you. Can't say you.
No.
But it is him.
It is
but it's the obvious answer. It's
Brody.
The obvious answer.
Brody. It would have to be.
Would have to be?
I mean, I don't know.
Why would it have to be?
You get tired from getting up out of a chair.
You know, you set me up for fucking misery there, Nate.
That's right.
You did. You're welcome.
That's the game.
I mean, what do you want me to say?
Wait, Nate, don't you have to ask yourself a question?
Oh, yeah, I'll get to it. Did Scary answer?
Yeah,
he said Brody. Oh, it has to be. Yeah.
Came back to him.
Well, Sam just joined us. So
hi.
Sam.
Has
Sam
I choose the most out
question.
Of shape.
Oh, boy.
All right, Sam, here's a question. We're doing butthurt.
Oh, boy. All right, I'm
question.
Ready.
In this Zoom room, who masturbates the most?
Oh, no.
Go.
Scotty B. Oh, my God.
Why would you say that? Why?
You even you knew the answer was you. That's why you said, oh, no.
Yeah, we're doing it now, Jeffrey Toobin.
I just think that everybody else in here won't admit to anything. I don't
know.
No, I don't,
Scotty.
Oh, no.
Come on.
We all know we do it. I do it, just not more than you.
No, but why would you say something like that? What proof do you have?
Like 90% of your stories.
You know what? You're right. The most, I will say, Scotty's the most vocal about it. So therefore, he's the one we think of first.
Yeah.
He still has a box up in his attic of all the porn that he had over the last 20 years.
But
yes,
I don't
he does.
Watch it. Listen.
But wait a second. What? I don't want to say this, though, because he's going to get mad at me.
No, I won't get mad at you. I don't
Not
get mad.
You. Not you.
Who? Oh. Who, me?
I would say Brody, but here's why. Brody, not because Brody.
I did not see that.
Wait. Let me tell you why. Yeah. Can I tell you why?
Yes.
Because he is the first person to tell us. Whenever we say, hey, how much sex are you getting? He tells us none. So when you think about somebody not getting any, you got to take care
Danielle,
of business somehow.
That's
so
true.
That's why I think of Brody.
Here's the problem with your theory, Danielle. Even I don't want me.
Oh, no.
Brody, stop.
No.
Stop. Don't
imagine
say that
conversation. You want to?
I had a headache last night.
I'm a little bloated.
So, Nate, where's your question, Nate?
I guess I go last. Mine is, who is the laziest? And I guess since Scary said he gets tired while watching TikTok videos, I think that would probably be the answer is Scary. So,
outside of work hours, I may be the laziest.
Yes.
Because
much inside work hours as well.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
No, I go home and I lay down and I rot. As I tell her.
I was talking to Scary on the phone the other day, and I go, what happened? He goes, I dropped my phone on my face. He was laying in bed.
I was laying in bed.
Hey, Nate.
Yeah.
Nate, in the 4 hours of the show, has Scary stood up once?
To get food.
To get food, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him.
And to potty.
He's
maybe
pick
potty.
Up an M&M that rolled across the room. Oh, by the way, and we were about to wrap this up here. People think that picture that Nate posted of me the other day on Elvis Duran Show's Instagram was my real stomach, because I was putting my shirt. You guys were trying to get me to stretch my shirt over my knees.
Make the
That's
medium
what that
a large.
Was.
Yeah.
And it's a typical case of people looking at a picture and not reading the caption. Okay, so my stomach is not that big.
Look at that picture. You look like Slimer.
This is my stomach. Look.
You're sucking it in, Scary.
So smell.
Don't suck it in.
Yeah. That is not my stomach.
Did you guys get the photo of Scary on the airplane asleep?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I sent it to you guys, I think.
Yeah, you said it to me and Scary yesterday. It's a montage of us sleeping on the airplane.
Yeah, here's Scary sleeping. Look.
He's terrible. That's an awful, awful picture. Please. That's an old, old picture.
We gotta go. Of course we gotta go because you're.
Send it. Send it.
You don't want to be a part of the love.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Gotta go masturbate.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.